No, sir. Do you know what it is? I have come to my second great conclusion of late, and it's this. Christianity has reduced itself to a self-righteous level that is incredible. We are going around using our own credit. We're going around using our own credit. Well, I'm better. We aren't like you. I haven't done that. Oh, God forbid, as that one preacher said a couple of years ago when I was in his church. Oh, if I had done that, I'd have crawled into my basement and just died of shame. Oh, brother, if he got any more self-righteous, he'd blow up like a pufffish. Sure. Get a life! All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no one. The heart is deceitful above all things. There is no good thing in my flesh, excepting yours, of course. No. He said, I've got infirmities, and I've got stuff I bring to the table. And you know what? It's good, because it keeps reminding me of the fact that I've been saved by grace, I stand by grace, I serve by grace, I preach grace, and God's never going to worry about me preaching the law, because he knows I'd have to be the first one killed. No. He had a dreadful thorn in his flesh. And there is a lesson. Now hear this. There is a lesson that comes out of life when you have to ignore who you are and what you are and where you are coming from. And there's a lesson that comes out of life when you do the right thing on purpose. Mm-hmm. You see, some of you have never gotten past your family iniquities. And God help me here, there's a message here for you. You have brought your stubbornness from your forefathers, and you have never let that thing go, and you have brought it to the table, and it's an admixture to the gospel. You've brought your rebellion, and it's an admixture to the gospel. You've brought your deception, and it's an admixture to the gospel. You have brought your pride, and it's an admixture to the gospel. You brought your stubbornness, and it's an admixture to the gospel. You brought your fear, and I'm going to tell you something. The reason you aren't happy today is because you never got over yourself and put it on the cross and walked away and said, that is not me. It may be coming along, but I got news for you. It isn't me. I may have a luggage rack, honey, but I don't have any luggage in it. Too many of God's people have looked at their infirmities and their weaknesses and said, that's who I am. I have preached for nearly 40 years. And I have come to one conclusion. Most Christians are preachers of iniquity. If you force them into the corner of life, they can tell you the truth down the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But they don't live it. It's in their head. All the time, they live a gospel according to stubbornness, to rebellion, to pride, to refusal, to whatever. That is the gospel they live by. That is their gospel. And they've never gotten past it. I have been so convinced by the Spirit of God that that's all baby talk. Seriously. There are some baby things you're supposed to get over. Paul lists them in Hebrews chapter 6. He says you're supposed to get over the fact that there is such a thing as repentance and get past it. You're supposed to get over the fact that you use faith and get past it. You're supposed to get over the fact that you're supposed to be baptized and get past it. You're supposed to get over the fact that there's an authority in your hand and laying on of hands and get past it. You're supposed to get over the fact that there's a coming judgment and get past it. You're supposed to get over the fact that you're going to heaven and get past it and start to live for God. But most churches spend their time on baby talk. They do. It's the same old, same old. I was in Conquerville for 33 years, and I watched folks, some of them, for just about that long. And I've watched them go around the same mulberry bush for that many years because they wouldn't make a clean break and say, I'm letting this thing go. Well, Paul wasn't such a man.